Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Friday, January 5th, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. A final warning. Suing the bus companies, Lululemon's founder, and this might beat the coffee was too hot lawsuit. It's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, the Houthis, a terrorist group in Yemen backed by Iran, who the Biden administration removed from the list of terrorist organizations early in his term. They keep firing at our ships in the Red Sea. One armed, unmanned surface vessel got within a couple of miles of a U.S. Navy ship in the Red Sea. This is just a couple hours after the White House said that this is a final warning to stop the attacks or face military action. Governor Abbott of Texas has been putting illegal immigrants on buses and sending them to New York City and other cities. Well, the mayor of New York City has said that this is leading to the collapse of his city. So the other day, he put limits on when buses can drop illegal immigrants off. Limits on when, where, and the bus companies have to give a 36-hour notice. Well, that wasn't enough to stop the buses. So Mayor Adams is now suing 17 Texas charter bus companies, suing for $708 million to cover the cost of taking care of these illegal immigrants. Meanwhile, the mayor of New York City has spent $4.6 million for 20,000 plane tickets for illegal immigrants to fly out of New York City into other cities. But this is different, they say. The founder of Lululemon, Chip Wilson, he sold his share of the company back in 2014 for almost $1 billion. He spoke out against Lululemon's whole diversity and inclusion thing. He said they're trying to become like the Gap, everything to everybody. And I think the definition of a brand is that you're not everything to everybody. You've got to be clear that you don't want certain customers coming in. Lululemon has some new ads where there are some plus-sized women. He said the people in the ads look unhealthy, sickly, and not inspirational. You may remember in 2013, he said some women's bodies don't work for the pants. Add this to the famous McDonald's coffee was too hot lawsuit. A customer filed a lawsuit against Dunkin' Donuts, claiming that they were negligent because he was injured by an exploding toilet. He's seeking $100,000 because he has suffered severe and long-term injuries. After the explosion, he was covered in human feces. He told an employee, and the employee said, "Yeah, we know about that toilet. This has happened before." His lawyers say he has required mental health care and counseling since the incident last year. I'm Mike Slater, Bill O'Reilly. I don't mean to laugh. It's very serious. I'm Mike Slater, Bill O'Reilly, with your message of the day. Next.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T2T.org.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Friday, covering the presidential election this year will be challenging, as emotional lines have already been drawn and media organizations really don't give a hoot about what is true or false. Unfortunately, many Americans don't either. They want news agencies to root for the home team, that is, their team. Fox News has the most difficult road. Its programming is stridently anti-Biden. But FNC management does not like Trump. The producers and presenters know this, so they have to be careful about what they say. MSNBC believes President Biden is not liberal enough. Its parent company, NBC News, is not that extreme, but Trump remains the devil there. CNN is back to where it was before it purged its leadership. Call it DLN, Devoted Liberal Network. Here's the backup. On Tuesday of this week, Wolf Blitzer introduced his legal team to talk about Trump being booted off Colorado and Maine ballots. Here's the roster. Andrew McCabe, fired from the FBI for anti-Trump corruption. Marcus Childress, counsel for the Hate Trump January 6th House Committee. Carrie Cordero, who in May 2016 wrote a piece in a law journal saying Trump was unfit to run the government. Nice balance, Wolf. Lon Chaney Jr. would be appalled. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Lee says, the only war on minorities that the left describes is what is trumped up in the media. Our society has, over the past 60 years, been over backwards to eliminate racism. Racism definitely existed before that. Lee, racism exists now. It does. But it is not ingrained in our government or private marketplace. It's there. But if you demonstrate racism, you, the American citizen, you're going to be punished. You'll be hurt. So you're correct. The left-wing media wants the whole world to think America is a racist country. It is not. Robert White, Lehigh Acres, Florida. Great message of the day, O'Reilly. Dr. Gay doesn't get it. She feels like a victim of racism. It's my firm belief that racism is the total reason she had her job at Harvard to begin with. You don't really know that. It looks like that's the case, but I wouldn't say it as a fact. And you say Dr. Gay doesn't get it? She gets it fine. She's going to use her skin color to engender sympathy for her. It's calculated. Alan Keolo, Westerly, Rhode Island. If President Trump and Nikki Haley are willing to find mutual love and respect after Republican primaries, they would make a juggernaut ticket. Love and respect, I don't think that's coming around. I agree with you that the strongest Republican ticket at this point would be Trump and Haley, but Trump does not like her. I know that. In a moment, something you might not know. Spring is the perfect time to make smart financial moves like getting life insurance to protect your family. Did you know that 46% of Americans expect to leave behind debt? Policy Genius Life Insurance can cover those debts like mortgages, credit cards, car loans, college costs. In our Smart Life segment, understand that life insurance gets pricier with age and work coverage may fall short. Policy Genius simplifies by comparing quotes from top companies and ensuring unbiased advice. Their award-winning agents are ready to assist. So don't wait. Spring into action and secure your family's future. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 a year for $1 million of coverage. Head to policygenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes. That's policygenius.com. Now, the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. The blue state exodus that began during the pandemic continued in 2023. According to data from the Census Bureau, a record number of Americans are ditching liberal precincts for more conservative counties. Here are the fastest growing and dying states in America. New York witnessed the biggest decline. More than 100,000 people fled the Empire State, followed by California with a net drop of 75,000, Illinois 32,000, Louisiana 14,000, Pennsylvania 10,000. In contrast, 500,000 Americans migrated to Texas, 400,000 to Florida, 200,000 to North Carolina, 100,000 to Georgia, 90,000 to South Carolina. When asked why, a majority cited three reasons: high taxes, property values, violent crime. First, taxation. An individual earning $100,000 in New York gives about half of their income to the government. That same person in Texas keeps about $80,000 out of $100,000. Next, home values. The median price for a single-family house in California, $850,000. That figure rises to $1.5 million in San Francisco. A similar property in Georgia, $300,000. Quite the difference. Finally, crime, violent felonies in Illinois and Louisiana up 25% compared to 3 years ago. Carjackings and retail theft up triple digits in the blue states. New Orleans now ranks as the eighth most violent city in the world. The homicide rate in the Big Easy, 70 per 100,000 residents. That's more murders than in war as Mexico. And here's something else you might not know. A new issue is forcing many residents to flee liberal states: immigration. For the first time, progressive voters in New York City, Chicago, San Francisco are ranking illegal migration as a major concern. That reality has not swayed Governor Gavin Newsom in California. Beginning this week, his state will offer free health care to all undocumented people. Back after this.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/B-I-L-L.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.